I'm not good at intros, and you don't like watching them. Honestly, this is just a topic I find interesting, so I wanted to talk about it. The first Mario Kart on Super Nintendo had 9 items, and right off the bat, if you're more familiar with the newer entries, the inclusion here that seems like the obvious stinker is a coin. But being completely honest, the items, in general, were pretty ass in the original. In Mario Kart 8, Red Shells would track down players in a completely different continent, but in this first one, it's like, alright, here we go, my big opportunity to take first! As boring as coins are to get as an item, they're pretty dang important to this entry. Straight up, you as much as gently graze another go-kart when you have 0 coins, and Princess here is all shh. Now, Feather seems like another obvious candidate for just a trash item given how situational it is. I mean, it makes you jump, whoop-de-doo. How's that gonna help you in a basic circuit? Well, you can't get it in a basic circuit. Yeah, Super Mario Kart is, I believe, the only entry in the series where item probabilities are defined by the track. Seems like an odd decision, but the silver lining is that you'll mostly only be rolling feathers on maps where it makes sense to get it. Like this dead end on Bowser's Castle. Check this shit out. Okay, just pretend I made that. Wasn't that sick? But realistically, as fun as it is to take shortcuts with it, it probably is the worst item in this lineup. Frankly, I was kind of shocked to see it return in 8. Now a whole new generation of gamers can experience mediocrity. Don't get rid of it though, it's funny. One thing that's interesting to note before moving on is that there's technically 3 more items here that the player cannot use. The hardware wasn't capable of calculating item odds for all the computer players, so instead they opted out into the insane decision to have every character use a specific item. Constantly. If you decide to race as Bowser or Koopa, your rivals will be either Mario or Luigi, and the item they constantly get is a star. Like a whole entire star. So practically every race, you'll find yourself in second place, desperately trying to navigate around the computer who is somehow rolling 3 stars per lap in first. I used to play this game for fun. No wonder I ended up a YouTuber. Everything else is a lot more reasonable. Koopa uses shells, DK Jr. gets bananas, but then you got Yoshi, Peach, Toad, and Bowser. Yoshi uses placeable eggs that are basically just bananas that hop. Peach and Toad get poison mushrooms that shrink you down if you hit it. Honestly, it's a cool idea for a drop item. I would not mind seeing this return. Then Bowser gets this weird revolving sun thing I think is supposed to be this guy from Mario World. Again, not a bad idea for a drop item. But you know, Super Mario Kart is dumb, it's unfair, it's mad. And also it's kind of fun, so that's why they made another one. Mario Kart 64 has a ton of cool items, including my favorite, the Triple Red. Granted, they still did this. But you know, still pretty neat. So here's all the items in 64. Good selection overall for stubby characters that wear overalls, but if we're talking Garbo, there's 2 that catch my attention here. Let's start with this guy, the fake item block. When talking about bad Mario Kart items, I think it's expected for this to come up in the conversation, but to be fair, it started off alright. I mean, a hazardous drop item disguised as an item block? That's pretty cool. But there's always a tell. How obvious that tell is was basically the determining factor of how good this was in whichever Mario Kart. And honestly, I think they went too far with it. In DS, it was animated. Double Dash, it turned red as you got closer, but then in Wii, like, it's just red. All the time. It's not like Double Dash were at least at a distance. It looked like the real deal. No, this shit was just blatantly fake in Wii. That was the last we ever saw of it. Also, you can't use it defensively either, so that kinda sucked. However, in 64, this was a good item. Firstly, it can actually be used defensively when held behind you. So even if it did have an obvious tell, it'd still be better than a banana. But the tell is not obvious in 64. It's not colored differently, it's fully animated. The only difference is the question mark is upside down. And let me just set the stage for you here. Sure, on the Switch, all the 64 games now run at a native 720p. Or at least I'm pretty sure that's what it's running at. But on 64, it didn't look like this. It looked like this. Slimy 240p, baby. So those details were much harder to make out. Then you cut that by a quarter when playing the 4-player, so you're looking at this. Then picture you're the average kid in the 90s, alright, who played this on a tiny-ass tube TV. I mean, you ain't playing this on the big screen. You know, your dad's watching football on that one, so this is what you're dealing with. And suddenly, Mario Kart 64's fake item box is more convincing than fake butter in a tub. So yeah, when talking the worst items, fake item box is definitely up there. But not this iteration of it. The second item introduced in 64 that I think is debatable a bad item, and I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion or not, is the golden mushroom. Much like the fake item box though, I want to work backwards on this one. Let me paint another scenario for you, okay? Let's just say you're not very good at Mario Kart, right? And you're not a damn cheater either, so auto steering is off. You're playing something like Rainbow Road and you're really struggling to keep up. That's when you roll a golden mushroom. Then what happens? You're just gonna fall off! The problem with the gold mushroom is that you're only going to be getting it if you're not very skilled at the game. You know, you're bumping in the walls, driving off the map, and if you're not very good, you don't want an item that makes it even harder to play. Mario Kart 8's item probabilities are based off distance from first place, not placement, and anytime you're far enough to roll a gold mushroom, you're also able to roll a bullet bill. And if you're lagging behind, that's what you want. Even as a skilled player, a huge downside of a gold is that its effectiveness is entirely based on the course. It's not like a bullet bill where it's always good. I'm not a sweaty or anything, but you know, I'm pretty good. 200cc is my engine class of choice, and I at least typically win against my friends. Even for me though, if I'm playing 8's Rainbow Road, especially on 200, and you hand me a gold mushroom, you may as well have just given me a single mushroom because there's no way I'm going to make full use of it. But then if I'm only going to use a couple of boosts out of the gold, then what was even the point of getting a gold? The second you use that first boost, there's a timer that starts ticking down until it's gone, so there's like a real pressure to make the best use of a gold mushroom, which again, will often just send you off the side of a track if you give into that pressure. When it was first introduced in 64, however, it was pretty good. It was exciting to spam the button and hear Toad go, and it truly was good, even if you weren't that skilled at the game, because 64's tracks are a lot wider, a lot longer, and the speed difference isn't as drastic when using mushrooms. Again, not sure if it's an unpopular opinion, but I definitely think it's a candidate for one of the worst items, at least in the newer games. After 64 came, Double Dash was the next Mario Kart game, and because of all the character specials, we saw a lot of new items to play with. Most all of them were sick too. Bowser's giant shell, Yoshi and Birdo's homing eggs, fireballs, heart shields, the chomp. The worst one though, and ironically the only one to become a mainstay, was the Bomb-Omb. At first glance, it seems weird to say. I mean, it's super fun to use for starters. After all, it's a bomb. As an offensive weapon though, it's way too hard to control how far it's going to be thrown. It depends on the game, of course, but in general, when you throw a bomb, you're going to catch up to it right before it blows up. If your target is like the perfect distance away from you, you aren't on a map of low ceilings, you can hit them dead on so it blows up immediately, and the stars perfectly align on a full moon at Friday night, then you can use the bomb without any repercussions. The best utilization of a bomb is actually as a defensive item. And to be fair, it's a damn good defensive item. It slows your opponents down way more than a banana or a shell. And that radius is big enough to make it literally impossible to drive around on certain maps. Unfortunately, if you're rolling a bomb, you probably want something offensive, not defensive. In fact, I'm pretty sure the only Mario Kart where you can roll a bomb in first place, which I'd argue is the optimal position to use one, is 8. So in DS, Wii, or 7, it's like tough titties, bro. You gotta chance it. In that Bomb-Omb battle mode, we get a small glimpse of what bombs are like without any friendly fire. And even in those modes where you're getting like 80 of them per game, it's not like they're broken or anything. Honestly, you make it so one team can only roll red shells and the other can only roll bombs, and the team of reds is winning, no doubt. That being the case, that's how I'd suggest to make the bomb way better. Just make it so the thrower is unaffected by their own explosion. Then we had DS, and if any of you have ever watched a single video by me, you should already know what's coming. The blooper is the worst thing they've ever added to this series. What a terrible item! Firstly, in some Mario Karts, it does jack sh**. Like, in the Wii version, it might be the most worthless thing ever. But even in games where it covers up more of the screen, there's so many things going against this item. A lot of tracks, especially in the new Mario Karts, have tons of boosters scattered around on jumps or just hanging around. And by just hitting one of them, that ink is just gone. Maps where you got boosters everywhere, like Rainbow Road, forget about it. Even water maps like Koopa Beach or Dolphin Shoals, there's no way the ink is staying on your screen for any longer than like a second. The bigger problem to me is that there's an unproportional gap between how good they are against skilled players versus how good they are against the newbies. If you're playing with grandma and she doesn't know where the hell she's going to begin with, she's done for when that ink hits the screen because she could barely stay on the road in the first place. But then if you're playing with more skilled players that already know the map, you know, the people you need to hinder the most of your items, that blooper isn't gonna do jack sh**. Because the best Mario Kart players have the layouts of these maps permanently engraved into the back of their skulls. It just seems so anti-Mario Kart in design, because you look at items like the Bullet Bill or the Shock, and those were items very clearly made to give less skilled players a fighting chance. But then the blooper here completely spits on that design philosophy. They don't even feel that good to use. You use basically any other item, like a shell or something, you get that direct satisfaction of seeing how it affected an opponent, and you're just like, yeah, I did that. Me. But the blooper, you use use it and feel nothing. In most cases, you don't get to see the direct results of how it affected the game. That's because in most cases, it didn't. This item is annoying, it's useless, it's in the same ranking as a triple red, so just know that anytime you get a blooper, you could have got red shells instead. F*** this item and f*** everyone who likes it. Yeah, that's right, I'm looking at you, Jacob Smith. The name I just generated 5 seconds ago on this website. It's a statistically proven fact that Jacobs across the world are the biggest advocators for Mario Kart's worst item. Fact. Mario Kart Wii introduced 3 items that were only Mario Kart Wii, as if Nintendo themselves got blackout drunk, threw them into the game for shits and giggles, then years later looked back at what they did and went, what the f*** were we thinking? The Mega Mushroom is cool, I suppose, albeit with a little too much overlap with the star, but the two I want to talk about are the POW Block and the Thundercloud. The POW Block will spin out all players, similar to a lightning except it didn't shrink you, and it could be avoided if you weren't touching the ground. That alone might have been reason enough to keep it in future games, since it would have indirectly added more depth to the gliders. If you saw a POW coming, you would have wanted to try and stay in the air longer, which would have been neat. So, what was wrong with it? Well, for starters, it could be very easily avoided by shaking your remote when it's about to hit you, which I always thought was a dumb addition. Once you know this one simple trick, you're never not going to use it when a POW is coming, so at that rate, why not just make the POW Block just remove everyone's item and momentary control of your vehicle? That's essentially all it does when you shake the remote, and again, you're never not going to do that, and the timing is extremely lenient. The second thing is that it's obnoxiously frequent. So all the POW Block boils down to is this really annoying thing that appears 2 times per race and rids of your items. But really, it's not like it's an irredeemable item. Make the spin-out effect less annoying, and make the item itself less common. Make those simple changes, and I see no reason why the POW Block should be doomed to obscurity. Plus, at least it gives some sort of warning, unlike the lightning that comes out of nowhere and then it's like, great, there goes my Lightning has been in every Mario Kart, whereas Thunder has only been in the Wii, and it's not hard to see why. It activates automatically once you roll it, and will shrink you down in 10 seconds unless you pass it on to someone else. Sort of like a hot potato deal, which conceptually, pretty cool. But god, it's annoying. If there's like no one anywhere near you and you roll this, you're basically just and that's pretty much a problem with the Thunder. In some Mario Kart Wii mods, I believe CTGP is one of them, Thunder was reworked so that instead of shrinking you down after 10 seconds, it causes you to grow after 10 seconds. Which damn, what a genius change. The cool thing about that change is that the mechanic of passing the item on is still intact. Except now, you want to steal it from someone who has it. Hats off to the modding community, seriously. Mods aside, yeah, the Thundercloud is pretty trash. Mario Kart 7 added 3 items, Fireflower, the Leaf, and Lucky 7. I think a lot of people consider the Leaf as one of the bad items, but honestly, I never really understood why. As far as first place items are concerned, it's super versatile. It lets you stay in the air longer, makes you go faster underwater, and of course, even without the spin, it will eat up an item. But if you do time the spin, not only will you keep your tail, but you can deflect green shells back at its thrower, make red shells target another player, and apparently even dodge bomb explosions. The common thing I hear is that it leaves you defenseless when the timer runs out, but if that's what makes it bad for you and you don't care for its other purposes, then just hold on to it until a red shell comes, let the red shell destroy it whilst also protecting you, and there you go. It's, at its worst, just a banana when used like that. The Lucky 7, I'd argue, is a better candidate for one of the worst items. But not even because it's bad, because it's not, but because it's an unimaginable clusterfuck. For this to exist, someone legit had to sit there and go, I got it. For the new item, you get all the items. The most prominent of the bunch is a star, so the proper reaction to rolling this item is just,
that just sounds like the star with extra steps.
Then they went even further with the crazy 8 item, which is literally just the 7 again, except with a coin. Like, what the fuck? This just feels like an inside joke at this point. Other than that, 8's other new additions are actually pretty solid. I'm pretty sure everyone likes the horn, if for no other reason that it destroys a blue shell. Then the piranha and the boomerang definitely have their downsides, those being that it's hard to control for the piranha and the limited range for the boomerang, but I wouldn't call either bad. The worst item at 8 I think is pretty unanimous, and that's the coin. It's not like coins don't matter at all, because they do, but their importance doesn't even compare to how crucial they were in the original Mario Kart. In short, there have been times in Super Mario Kart where I was happy to get a coin, but I don't think that's ever been the case in 8. 8 came out almost 10 years ago now, and we still haven't even heard mention of a new Mario Kart. The only other thing to even discuss would be the items in Tour. There's a lot of cool ones honestly, but the worst of which would have to be the variety of canon items that shoot stuff like coins and mushrooms, which is almost immediately problematic because there's no way you're gonna pick up everything that it shoots. So all that you're doing is laying a bunch of goodies on the track for your opponents to grab. Tour items could be their own video entirely, there's so much to talk about. It's sort of outside the scope of this video, and that's fine because honestly, all I've really been trying to say here is the blooper sucks ass, and if it somehow gets put into one more goddamn game, I'm gonna blow my brains out. Hey, thanks for watching. I'd like to give a special thanks to patrons such as Ralph W. Kelly, Alizard, Niji, Evan Halbert, Some Crazy Idiot, Ian, David Marchese, GamePlayer 1500, Kinzel Tien, Drew Kallenberger, David Pacheco, Pretoria Mars, Amanda Guth, and Ronnie Batter. And until next time, have a good one.